The Warm Springs Indian Reservation in Central Oregon has gone without safe drinking water all summer. Actually, some people don't have any running water. In May, a burst pipe led to a cascade of infrastructure failures. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Emily Curitan reports, this has left thousands of people scrambling.
Blue jugs teeter on a forklift at the Warm Springs Reservation, 2 hours southeast of Portland. Behind the wheel is a teenager in a cowboy hat. A bump in the gravel driveway nearly tips his load of plastic bottles.
Yeah, so he got taught how to drive the forklift approximately 3 months ago.
Dorothea Thurby is supervising the young volunteers, mostly high schoolers. They've gotten a crash course in emergency management, organizing bottled water, lifting heavy supplies, and cleaning mobile showers.
I'll go back to being a teacher, hopefully after this is done.
But Thurby's preschool shut down when the water system failed. She was furloughed. Her summer has revolved around an ad hoc water distribution center. It runs on donations.
So I'm kind of in my own mind thinking, like, what if we don't have enough? Say we run out, what are we going to do?
The Indian Health Service has found that nationwide, Native homes are 9 times more likely to lack access to safe water. But in this case, federal agencies have been slow to commit money for a long-term fix. Oregon has earmarked about $8 million in bonds, but those will take years to pay out. Meanwhile, the Environmental Protection Agency is threatening to fine the tribe nearly $60,000 a day if it doesn't make repairs by October.
So you just want ice?
Yeah.
A bag of ice? You don't have to sign that.
Okay.
The failed water system serves more than 1,300 homes, a daycare, 2 schools, a home for seniors, and a medical clinic. Danny Martinez, the emergency manager for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, runs the water distribution center.
We give out about 3,000 to 3,500 gallons of water every day.
Martinez says donations of supplies like paper plates, bleach wipes, and waterless toilets poured in from all over the Pacific Northwest at first.
But, you know, they're all hoping that it's resolved today. And so when I call them back, they're kind of puzzled by it. After 30 days, you mean you still don't have water, Dan?
Now the boil water notices are into a third month. The system has been on the brink for years. Every burst pipe is a contamination risk to the whole system. The list of worries goes on. Firefighters can't count on hydrants.
The sprinkler system, the cooling systems, the air conditioning systems, the restrooms, the toilets, everything is affected by lack of water.
Martinez joins 2 teenage volunteers who are taking a break from hauling jugs around to chase a butterfly.
Oh my God.
15-year-old Cajun Rain Scott says butterflies are a good sign.
Butterflies keep on coming around me. That's good. That's good. You know what that means? That means change.
And what would you normally be doing with your summer, Cajun Rain?
Having fun with my friends and skateboarding, but I can't do that now because I'm helping the community. And that's more important than skateboarding, so I'd rather be doing this.
Tribal and federal officials say repairs underway now could potentially restore drinking water by the end of the month, but that deadline has already been extended several times. For NPR News, I'm Emily Curitan in Warm Springs, Oregon.